Hi, Julie.
Hi, Tedra.
On the show today, we're talking to Heather Anderson. She is the author of the blog, So Heather. One thing I was super impressed by is she is disciplined. I mean, from getting up at 5:30 in the morning to 90-minute hot yoga sessions.
I know, not to mention she eats clean and meditates. She is an all-around rock star.
I thought one thing that was really sweet is that her dad is her style inspiration.
I know. Her dad actually would take her shopping as a little girl as opposed to her mom.
One thing that I noticed on her blog, it's packed with fashion advice, but not only fashion advice, she touches on all areas of life.
I know. There's one blog post called 44 Things I Am Thankful For, and it includes everything from her mom's pot roast to a book recommendation that we will all, I promise, be running out to get.
For years, we have all been following some of the most inspiring bloggers and social media influencers. Simply put, we get inspired. The next best thing to following our favorite influencers is hearing their stories straight from them. So listen in as we get to know Heather. Name one thing in your closet that you'd rather trade a kidney for than give up.
Oh, that would definitely be my black leather jacket. It's definitely, you know, a staple piece in my closet, and I think it's probably one of the top three pieces every woman should own. The reason is because it's extremely versatile. You can, you know, dress it up with a pair of heels and chic denim for a fun, you know, date night or girls' night out. But you could also wear it to the office over a chic black dress, you know, with some pumps. And then, of course, you could wear it really casual with a pair of sneakers and some ripped jeans on the weekend. So it's just very versatile and definitely my favorite piece.
Okay, so hands down, who's your all-time favorite designer?
Well, currently, I would say that my favorite designer is Veronica Beard. They're actually sisters, and they're both named Veronica Beard. They're fairly new. I think they've been around for a couple of years. But the reason I like them so much is because they make a lot of tailored jackets with these built-in dickies that you can change out. So I have one particular black blazer by them, and the fit is just impeccable. I've never had a jacket that's fit me that well before. I love that you can change out the dickie. It's basically an insert in the jacket. You know, I have a black leather one, I have a denim one, I have a camo one. So you change these dickies out and it makes the jacket look like an entirely different piece. You know, that's really their signature piece, and definitely one of my other favorite staples in my closet would be the black blazer. So the Veronica Beard sisters are my favorites.
What trend needs to die and never come back?
Okay, I am going to have to say the cropped flare jean. That has been huge in the, you know, probably in the last year and a half or so. And I am just not a fan. I think it cuts your legs off no matter how tall and slender you are. I think it makes you look shorter and stockier than you are. I just don't think they're very flattering at all, and I won't ever wear them.
If you could lose yourself shopping in any city, which one would you choose?
Oh, LA, Beverly Hills, no question. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, of course, I love, you know, strolling down Rodeo Drive, but a lot of those stores, although they're extremely beautiful and luxurious, they're not exactly affordable, but I do love to go in and window shop. But then there's also other neat boutiques on other streets in LA, you know, in Beverly Hills that have amazing shops on them that are actually affordable that I love to go into, you know, like Intermix, Planet Blue,
Madison
Store. You know, there's a lot of fun shops that I love to go into. So definitely LA would be my favorite city to shop in.
Well, what's your favorite brick and mortar store?
My favorite brick and mortar store, I would have to say Intermix. You know, they had an Intermix in Dallas in North Park for many years, and they just recently closed it down about a year and a half ago. So there is other Intermixes. There's one in LA, there's one in New York. I mean, I think they have probably 15 or so around the US. So I'm actually going to the one in LA in a couple of weeks. So I'm excited about that.
Heather, and I also saw that Veronica Beard just opened up a boutique in Dallas recently, correct?
Yes, exactly, in Highland Park Village. And I love to go in there as well. It's, yeah, really neat decor as well. Of course, they have amazing pieces, but I just love the decor of that store as well.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome. Okay, so I want to talk about your style. I love your style. I think it's easy, it's confident, it's chic, it's tasteful. Tell us how you got interested in fashion from the beginning, and then what ultimately led you to blogging.
Okay, well, thank you. So I have loved fashion since I was a little girl. I truly remember getting my first pair of platform shoes. I think I was 4 years old, and my neighbor had gone to China, and she brought me back these beautiful platform hand-painted shoes, and I wanted to wear them all the time. I think I did wear them all the time. I wanted to sleep in them. I love them so much.
Oh, I love it.
And so truly from then on, I have been so intrigued with fashion. I've noticed what people were wearing, and I always thought in my mind of different ways to put things together, and I would never wear what my mother laid out for me. I would always tweak it a bit and wear something totally different. You know, I was always independent in that regard. When I decided to actually make a career out of it was probably 6 years ago. And my father, who is a big style inspiration for me, it's kind of interesting because he's my father and being a male.
I love that. Tell me more about that. I read that on your blog.
Well, he's got an extreme, amazing fashion sense. He was always dressed to the nines. Oh, you know, he would wear blazers and leather jackets and jeans. And I mean, a lot of stuff that I love to wear, he would wear, of course, in a more masculine way. He loved to shop. He would take me clothes shopping growing up as opposed to my mother. You know, we had the same taste. So he always liked that kind of like that cool and edgy look as well, which matched my taste, you know, versus my mother was always much more conservative and would try to gear me towards, you know, all the floral prints and the dresses. And I didn't want any of that. You know, I wanted the jeans. And
right. That's so amazing that your father was your role model.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. But so he passed away 6 years ago of lung cancer. And right before he passed away, you know, he would tell me like, Heather, come with your mother and I, and I want you to pick her clothes out for her. And, you know, kind of guide her when we're shopping. And so that kind of gave me an idea of, hey, I can make a business out of this and help women basically shop and pick items out for them. You know, so I started a wardrobe consulting company and I would meet with women one-on-one, you know, setting up their dressing room. I would pull from three or four different stores. You know, I would have the dressing room completely packed with the clothes, the shoes, the jewelry, the accessories, the handbags, everything. So that when the woman came, you know, she just had to make the one stop into the dressing room. You know, she would try on the clothes and I would put the outfits together for her. And so I met with clients one-on-one like that for probably about 8 or 9 months. And that got very time consuming. And so I thought if I started a blog, that would allow me to reach more women in a much more efficient way. And so that's where the blog was born. And then I just fell in love with it. It was a really neat creative outlet for me. It was my passion. But then at the same time, I was helping other women. And that's really, you know, all I want to do is help other women with my gift.
Right. Well, speaking of your blog, I think you especially have, you can truly hear your voice through it. You have on each post, you go through so many different ideas and it then transforms into something else. I just think it's so thorough. And I loved reading it. And I think that it's not just about fashion. It's about so many other things, which is also, they go hand in hand. And I think the way you elaborate on it is really interesting.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I think that, like you said, you know, there's a lot of things that go hand in hand with fashion, like fitness, you know, beauty, you know, fitness, for example. I have a lot of traffic on my fitness posts because, you know, I'm 44 years old and I don't think that being in your 40s, you necessarily have to dress like what a person might think a typical 40-year-old looks like. You know, I think there's a tasteful way to still look sexy and edgy, even in your 40s, 50s, and 60s, you know?
Right.
You know, and being fit, I mean, definitely that's a big part of my life. I eat healthy, I work out, and I want to share that with other women too, because, you know, maybe if I share my regimen, maybe exactly what I do isn't right for someone, but maybe they can take pieces of it and make their lifestyle healthier. That's amazing.
Well, so you say on your website, when you look your best, you feel your best. And then I started reading a bunch about your daily regimen. So tell our listeners, what does your typical day look like? Starting with your breakfast and your supplements you take to maybe exercise and if you have events.
Sure. Okay. So my daily regimen, basically I wake up around 6:30 every morning. I try to have some quiet time with God and just, you know, maybe pray and, you know, kind of set some intention for my day. And I spend about 10 minutes doing that. And then I get on Instagram and I start my work day. So I comment, I take 30 minutes and I'm very deliberate about that amount of time because if I don't set a time, I'll spend 3 hours on it. you know, but liking and commenting on pictures on Instagram, I'm in some comment pods. And on Instagram. So I do all of those. And then I make my posts for my, I post every day on Instagram at 8 a.m. around there. You know, so I use the Like to Know It app and do my posts on Instagram that way. And then I come downstairs and I get my workout clothes on. Then I come downstairs and I make a shake, a protein shake, which is the recipes on my blog. I think if you just search protein shake, it'll come up.
Okay. I think I saw it actually.
I make that every morning and I have for probably 5 years at least. And it's basically vegan based protein powder, you know, a banana, coconut water, mixed berries, chai seeds, flaxseed. I might be leaving something out, but it's awesome. I love it. It gives me energy. It makes me feel good in the morning. So that's my breakfast every day. And then I usually go to hot yoga. Well, so then I'll sit down and do my newsletter, send out my blog post for the day. I post 3 days a week. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, this is what I'll be doing. Then I go to hot yoga for an hour and a half. I do Bikram.
Bikram, I love it.
Yeah, so it's 90 minutes at 105 degrees. You sweat like crazy, but you feel like $1 million when you leave.
Get all those toxins out.
Exactly. Then I come home, I shower, I get ready for the day, and then I come down and eat lunch. And typically that looks like a salad with chicken on it or salmon, you know, vegetables dipped in some Greek yogurt or something. I eat a lot of salads basically with protein on them. I snack on nuts. You know, I do have a sweet tooth, so I'll have a dessert every day, whether that's, you know, a small package of chocolate covered almonds or a small piece of pie or something. That's probably my only vice in terms of food is sweets. You know, that's kind of what I eat. And then I'll sit down after lunch and do a blog post. I write a blog post, which will typically take me around an hour and a half or so, sometimes 2 hours, depending on what it is. So I try to write one blog post 3 days a week instead of trying to write three blog posts in one day, because I feel like if I spread it out like that, it gives me more time and creativity on each post. And so that's why I really am disciplined about, you know, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I sit down and write my blog post for the week, for the following week. So then maybe I'll have in the afternoon, I'll have some time to run to Nordstrom to kind of look around for what I'm going to post or what I'm going to, you know, shoot in my next photo shoot. Sometimes I'll do try-on sessions upstairs on my Instagram stories, or I'll do them from my dressing room in Nordstrom. I'll do postings on Pinterest and, you know, and Facebook. So basically every time I post a blog post, I've got to make sure I share it on all my social media accounts, you know, Instagram, Twitter. So that takes some time as well. You know, then typically I'll walk my dog in the evening and then I'll have dinner and then I have another 30 minutes on Instagram, more like 45 minutes in the evening where I do, again, I get in my comment pods, I like and comment on all the pictures I'm supposed to. And then I do my post in the evening. So I post twice a day on Instagram, 8 a.m., 8 p.m. typically. Sometimes I'll post at noon, sometimes I'll post at 5 p.m. I think those are the four best times to post throughout the day. My goal is to post twice a day, every day on Instagram. And I can, where I get most of my traffic, you know, is from Instagram.
So I'm listening to you and I'm just thinking back to your story when you were four and you got these shoes and now you're going to Nordstrom's and picking outfits and trying on. And it sounds like a dream.
It really is. I have to pinch myself and be like, am I actually getting paid to do this?
Like, I know. That's so amazing.
So it is wonderful. And I'm very, very, very grateful that I have this opportunity.
That's awesome. So you're writing three blogs a week and you're posting twice a day. What do you draw your inspiration from? How do you reach, like, this week I'm going to write about this? Where does that come from?
A couple different avenues. I would say one is Pinterest. I mean, I search the latest street style looks on Pinterest, you know, at least once or probably four times a week, I would say, and spend, you know, 10 minutes or so just sort of perusing that. I look at some of my favorite fashion blogs that I like to look at for inspiration. Who, What, Where is one of my all-time favorite blogs that I subscribe to. They definitely do a great job of showing the latest fashion trends and things like that. So that, as well as some magazines, you know, I love Harper's Bazaar. That's probably my favorite fashion magazine. I love Net-a-Porter. And then also their websites. You know, Net-a-Porter has an amazing website that you can click on an item and see the item styled in an entire look, you know, Revolve does that. Most websites do that. But I also like Forward by Elise Walker. I think that's a very fashion forward store and website that I love to look at and just kind of see how they're styling the latest pieces.
Yeah. So did you build out your own technology? Or do you have someone do that for you?
No, I have someone do that for me. So I had a woman build my website, and now I have another lady that I pay monthly and she helps support it. So if I have any technical issues, I just tell her and she takes care of it for me, because that is the one area that brings extreme frustration to me.
I hear you.
Yeah, so I say, you know what? I don't care how much it costs. It's worth every penny to outsource this.
I agree. Okay. So you're off duty. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing jeans and I'm wearing a leather jacket or a blazer and a simple t-shirt and heels, always heels.
Always heels. Wow.
Always heels. I mean, sometimes it's not high heels, but maybe a comfortable 3-inch mule. You know, it doesn't have to be a stiletto necessarily, although, but if it's at night, I'm usually wearing a stiletto. But during the day, I love to wear mules with more of a chunky heel, so they're more comfortable and wearable.
Right. Who takes your photos?
So Mary Summers Hafner, of her, the name of her blog is So Then They Say. And so she's also a blogger, but she's an extremely talented photographer. So she takes most of my photos. I also have two other Dallas photographers that take my photos occasionally when Mary's not available.
Do you do photographs once a week, more than that?
Every other week I shoot with Mary, and I'll shoot at least 5 looks. And then occasionally my husband will come with me on the weekends and we'll just shoot some iPhone shots. You know, like we have this really kind of cool wall with some stairs by my house. I say I'll do that with him maybe once a month just to have. And then sometimes
I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, he does. He has to be in the right mood to do it.
Yeah.
And then occasionally I will just take some selfies. And you know what? Sometimes my selfies do better than my professional shots.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So I'm like, you know what?
Well, you know yourself the best, probably too, the right angle. And
right, exactly. So I'll do those at least once a week. I mean, I do those probably every day because I put them on Insta stories. I'll put them on, well, mainly Insta stories. And sometimes I'll put them on my Instagram feed because I pretty much get dressed probably 6 days a week. I try to leave one day a week where I stay in my workout clothes all day and I don't put on makeup. And it just because I kind of gives me, I feel like it's my day off if I do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the other days I'm dressed and I have to dress. And it's not that I, you know, I was about to say I have to dress up, but like I love to dress up. I enjoy that.
Right.
But that doesn't feel like work.
Oh, I love that. What would your UPS guy say is your favorite online shop?
Oh, Nordstrom. I would say 90% of what I put on my blog and what is in my closet is definitely from Nordstrom. No doubt.
Name your must-have item this season, one high and one low.
I would say a white booty for spring and summer, mainly spring, and it could be high or low. I actually bought some white booties that I am obsessed with, and I would say they're mid-range because they were $300. I mean, some people might say that's high, but...
Where'd you find those?
Well, hopefully you can get them from the link on my blog. I can email it to you, but... They're under my shop tab. If you look at my shop tab on my blog and click the shoes button, they should be on there. But they're from Nordstrom and they're by Lewitt, Lewit.
Oh, I've never heard of that brand.
They're just the coolest white booties. They kind of look like the Stuart Weitzman clingers that are like 600.
Uh-huh.
But these are 25. So they have a low, probably a 3-inch heel, so they're comfortable, but they're pointed toe, so they're uber chic. I mean, they're the coolest. I actually have
them. Oh, I love it.
If you're on my, if you look at my Instagram feed on my highlights, I have a highlight named Try On, and I have the boots on there, and I'm trying them on, and I'm walking in them, and you can see them on me while I'm walking and everything, so you can kind of get a feel for how they look.
Cool. Okay, well, we'll also put that in our show notes. I love that. I love a white booty.
Oh, yeah, they're the best. It's amazing. And then for the steel version of an item, I would say a faux leather jacket, which I just posted one today on my blog. It's the black faux leather jacket by Blank NYC, and it's $98. And it is so cool. It doesn't look fake. It feels real. It looks real. The fit's amazing. I mean, and for $98, it's a no-brainer.
That is a no-brainer. Okay, I'll have to look that up too.
A splurge item, if you didn't want to count those white booties as a splurge item, I would say a handbag, a Gucci bag, if you want to splurge. Definitely a Gucci bag. I have several and I love them and I carry them all the time. And I like a small handbag too. So if you get a smaller Gucci bag, they're not that crazy expensive. They don't hurt your back because it's a smaller bag. So it's, you know, health-wise, it's better for you. You can kind of justify it that way.
Yes. Always looking for justification.
Yeah. Like there's a really cool white Gucci smallish handbag that I love that would look great with the white booties.
Okay. So what pair of jeans will you be buried in?
Well, they'd be high rise. They'd be ripped, of course. And they would probably, they would be a dark gray / faded black, which I wear. That's pretty, I mean, that's my favorite color of denim to wear. It's not blue denim like most people might think. It's the grayish faded black denim because it, I feel like it just goes with so much more. It looks more versatile when you have it on. It looks more streamlined and I just love that color of denim.
Do you think the ripped jean is going to be here for forever or for a long time? I feel like that it's been a few years and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, no, I agree. I definitely agree. I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon.
That's good because I love it. Okay, so hair or makeup, which one would you never leave home without?
Hair, for sure. I have to have my hair done. I can put sunglasses on and put lipstick on in 2 seconds and look fairly decent. But, you know, if my hair is not done, I won't leave the house unless I'm wearing a hat and I have my workout clothes on. And then people know I on purpose didn't fix my hair. But yeah, so if I'm dressed, I have to have my hair done. No question about that.
Okay. What is the best piece of advice you wish someone gave you when you got started?
Don't compare yourself to others that maybe have been doing it longer than you. Or maybe they're famous and you're not. Everyone's situation is different. Some people aren't as fortunate as you and some people are more fortunate than you. And so you really can't compare yourself to others. You have to just keep your head down and you have to work hard and you have to know that that hard work and self-discipline will pay off and just keep looking at your results and your success and be happy for other people and their success. But don't compare your success to other people's success because there's always going to be somebody out there that's better than you, that's not better than you, but more successful than you in your industry or whatever, you know? So really, yeah, just don't compare yourself to others.
It also reminds me of maybe practicing gratitude. And I think I read also in your blog, you listed things that you're thankful for. Was that 44 things you're thankful for? And I love that because they were super simple. Some were more complex, but I think that that puts you into a right perspective that you are where you are and you're thankful for what you have.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So listening to the whole beginning part of that conversation, I'm just really drawn to your discipline. It sounds like your morning, your routine, the yoga, like your diet, you seem to have like a lot of discipline. I'm just wondering, have you always been that way?
I have. Since I was a little girl, my mom tells this story and I was in kindergarten and my teacher said that we're going to have a pogo stick contest on Friday. It was Wednesday, I'm pretty sure. So I had 2 days. So, and I never jumped on a pogo stick in my life. I didn't even know what one was until that day. So I went to school and I told my mom and my dad, I want to enter the pogo stick contest and I want to win. And so Dad, will you please go out and buy me a pogo stick? And so he did. That night he went out and bought me a pogo stick. And so I went to school on Thursday and I came home from school and I bet I spent 6 or 7 hours on the pogo stick until I mastered it. And then I woke up the next day and I entered, you know, I did the contest and I won it.
Wow.
You know, and I had just learned to pogo stick to, you know, the day before. And so, yeah, that's just an example of, yes, I've always been very disciplined. And I think it's not all, you know, I'm not saying that to brag or anything because part of me thinks the reason I'm so disciplined like that is because I did have some, you know, lack of control in my home environment when I was growing up for some personal reasons. And so I think because of that, that was a negative that I turned into a positive because my discipline is something I can control. No one else can control that. And so I think that's probably why I'm so self-disciplined and, you know, almost too extreme.
Well, I admire it. I think it's pretty impressive. One other thing I might just ask a little bit about, if you don't mind, is can you tell us a little bit about your husband, maybe how you met and children?
I'm on my second marriage. My first marriage, I married my high school sweetheart and we had 2 wonderful children. And you know, after I'd been married for 12 years, we got divorced. And then a couple years later, I met my husband through a mutual friend that I worked for, actually, and they set us up on a blind date. And my husband now, he has 3 children. And so I have 2. And so together we have 5. And this is kind of interesting. We each have a son. They're 1 month apart.
Oh, huh.
And then we each have a daughter, and they're 1 month apart.
Wow.
And they're also in college. So our daughters are freshmen in college. Our sons are sophomores, and they all 4 go to different colleges. So we have one at, my son's at University of Alabama. My daughter's at Texas Tech. My stepdaughter's at Boulder in Colorado, and my stepson's at Suwannee in Tennessee.
Wow. That is all over. So I guess, who do you root for on football day? I don't even know.
I know. I guess all of them.
Yeah.
And then we have Will, who's still at home. He's a sophomore in high school.
So that's kind of fun. I mean, I guess you know, mold the families together, and then they have like instant buddy system. They're so close in age.
Definitely. Yeah. It's never a dull moment now, but now that they're all, you know, we're almost empty nesters. So it is interesting now and not home.
Okay, so we're going to switch gears just a little bit and just get to some fun Q&A questions. What is one or two tips that you could tell our listeners? It can be about your blogging, can be just personal, anything you want.
Okay, so I'll do one about blogging and one personal. So the one personal would be, you know, kind of back to the gratitude we were talking about earlier. And that is, you know, whenever you decide to do it, whether it's first thing when you get up in the morning, which that's the best time for me, think of 3 things that you're grateful for, you know, and write them down. And, you know, just do that every day, whether that's in the morning when you wake up or right before you go to bed. But that really will change your tune and change your attitude throughout the day, just to be grateful for what you have. And then as far as the business world goes or the blogging world goes, I would say hard work and consistency pays off. And so, you know, if you decide to start a blog or a bit, whatever business you decide to start, you know, just be consistent with it, you know, set yourself a personal goal and do that, reach that goal every week or every day, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be a massive goal. It can just be a daily goal or, you know, a weekly goal, and stick with it, you know, and it takes time. Success takes time and hard work. It doesn't happen overnight. So remember that.
So what's something that we'd be surprised to hear about you? So we just learned a lot about you, but what's something that would sort of be a surprise? People don't know this about you.
Well, so I don't know, maybe this would be a surprise. I was an athlete growing up. So I played soccer, I played basketball, I played volleyball, and I played tennis. And I, you know, so I wasn't like in dance or didn't do cheerleading or any of that. So I don't know, that might be kind of surprising. Are y'all surprised by that or not?
Well, I mean, listen, when you see your looks and your blog, I mean, it's definitely polished, put together. So it's always kind of nice to know there's a little kick butt, like sports athlete in there from school. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
So when you decide to unplug at the end of the day, how do you decompress usually?
So I love to take a bubble bath. I take a bubble bath almost every single night. It helps me just relax and wind down and just, you know, have some quiet time to myself, get my pajamas on and, you know, either maybe watch a show on Netflix or read a book. That's pretty much my nightly routine, what I do almost every night.
Well, what's your current favorite Netflix addiction?
Oh gosh. Well, right now we're watching American Crime, and it's really good. It's very suspenseful. It's, you know, just about multiple interesting crimes in America. And the woman that was on The Sopranos, the wife, I forget her name, she's in it. But Ozark also is one of my favorites with Jason Bateman. I love Jason Bateman.
I started that and I never finished it. And I thought like, oh, I need to go back to it. I forget about it.
It's good.
That's good. I need to go back and finish. Who are 3 people on Instagram that you love to follow?
So I would say Fashioned Chic is her name. Well, her name's Erica, but the name of her blog is Fashioned Chic. And she's awesome. I mean, if you look at her Instagram feed, it's impeccable. It's her, and her style is exactly my style. She loves jeans and leather jackets and, you know, edgy heels and things like that. So she's definitely my number one favorite. And then I also love We Wore What. She's younger than I am. So, you know, I take that into consideration, but She's also got, I think, over 1 million followers on Instagram. She's written up in the Wall Street Journal. And her, I mean, I love her style. She's got amazing style. It's not exactly like my style, but I still admire it. If I was 20, it probably would be. She's just the epitome of cool, I think. And she's crazy successful. So that I'm very impressed with her because of that as well. And then the other person on Instagram, I would say, Who What Where? You know, they're the other blog I follow that I read almost every day, you know, every morning when I get up. So I love to see all the new trends that they have on their Instagram feed.
Do you have a favorite app, like on your iPhone, that you love?
I like the ShopStyle app. I use a lot while I'm working. You know, like if I'm featuring a piece on my blog and I want to see if it's on sale anywhere, I'll type it in there and it will show me everywhere that that item is sold and if it's on sale anywhere. And so that way I can give my readers the best deal.
Oh, wow. I've never even heard of that. That sounds pretty amazing. I'm going to check that out.
Awesome. You need that one for sure.
So are you a reader at all? Do you have any great books that you can recommend or maybe just your favorite book?
Well, right now I'm reading, this is a psychological book, I'm reading a book on codependence by Pia Melody. I love to read self-help books, you know, and I also love to read Christian books. You know, there's
Beth Moore?
Yes. I love any book that she's ever written has been amazing.
Yeah.
And then actually, okay, I have here's the book that I definitely want to recommend that every woman should read, and it's by Tova Sido. So it's spelled T-O-V-A-S-I-D-O. And it's called Borrowed Courage. And you can probably just Google Borrowed Courage by Tova Sido. It would come up and you can buy the book online. And it's about her journey. She's an amazing woman. She's a Christian woman. And she talks about these traumatic things that happened in her life that you can't even believe. You won't even believe it. It's a true story. When you read the book, you'll think there's no way this happened to her. But it did. And you'll think there's no way she's still alive, but she is. And you'll think there's no way she's happy today, but she is. And it's all because of God and her relationship with him. And so, yeah, everyone needs to read that book.
That sounds inspirational. I do want to read it. You sold me.
And I put it on my blog before. In fact, if you search Tova Sido or Borrowed Courage, it'll come up and then there's the link where you can purchase the book. In fact, it was the same post of the 44 things I'm grateful for. I'm pretty sure. That was one of the things I was grateful for was my relationship with Tova or Tova's book. And I'm pretty sure I linked it in there.
Okay, so switching gears just a little bit, what city has you shedding a tear when you leave?
I mean, I guess the city I live in because all my family's here. So if I ever had to leave Dallas, I would be very sad to leave my family. Otherwise, I don't, you know, I love to travel. I love, you know, we love to go to Laguna Beach in California. You know, and stay at the Montage. That's one of my favorite places.
So pretty.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite beauty products that we could find in your bag at all times?
Yes. So I am a big fan of Tom Ford lipstick. It stays on like so well, and he's got the most gorgeous colors. It feels good on, you know, I love it. I love his lipsticks. And Chanel lip gloss. So then I put a little bit of this, you know, Chanel lip gloss over the lipstick and it just makes your lips look fuller. Blot Pat Papers by MAC because I'm oily in my T-zone and I hate to just keep caking powder on because that doesn't look the best. So I find that those blotting pads are awesome or blotting papers.
Do you have a celebrity crush?
I like Bradley Cooper. I think he's adorable.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty cute.
Yeah. So I would say he's probably my number one celebrity crush.
So do you have any music or songs that currently are on repeat at your house all the time?
No, I don't really listen to music when I'm in my home because when I'm working, I like it to be dead silent or I can't concentrate. And when I'm in my car, I listen to Christian rock. The Good, Good Father, that's a really good song. I love that song. I like regular rock and roll. I like country music. I kind of like all kinds of music, but what I mostly listen to is Christian rock.
Okay, so what's the last thing that you've Googled?
Oh, interesting. I can tell you what I was going to Google when I hung up the phone with you guys.
Yeah.
I think I have a broken rib from coughing so much. It is so painful. And when I'm in my yoga class, I can't even do my sit-ups because my rib hurts so bad. And so I thought, what is this? And it's been going on for almost a week now, and it's not getting any better. And so I think I need to either go to see my chiropractor or call the doctor and get an x-ray or an MRI or something. I don't even know if they can do anything about a broken rib. I don't think they can.
I don't think they do, but it does sound painful. Hopefully it's not broken.
Yeah.
So what's the best gift you've ever given someone else?
That's a good question. Well, I would say that, so my mother, she, on all of her birthdays and Mother's Day and really anything, this is her favorite gift from me, and this is what she always asks for, so this is what I always give her. So I'll get her a gift card, either to, you know, she loves Chico's or Nordstrom, but then I'll go with her and help her pick out an outfit or two that she loves, but that I kind of help her pick out. So we get to spend time together.
That's sweet. So it's really, really about the experience, like having that time. Yeah, that's sweet. Okay, so one last question. What would you say is the best gift you've ever received?
I would say a surprise trip to LA, to Laguna Beach. We made a stop in Beverly Hills for the day, and then we drove up to Laguna Beach or down or whatever way it is, I guess down. So that was for my husband. That was very sweet. And it was a surprise, so I didn't know until the morning. Well, he told me the day before so I could pack, but he didn't tell me where we were going. He said we were going somewhere cold. So I was actually a little upset, because when I got to LA, I thought, well, I have all the wrong clothes. But then I was able to go shopping and fix that real fast. So it was a
perfect solution for that.
Yeah.
Heather, I love that. And listening to you answering the questions, that book, I'm so sold on it too, The Borrowed Courage. I can't wait to go out and get that.
Oh, it's amazing. It'll change your life. It's really life-changing.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's been wonderful getting to chat with you and getting to know you. And I want to encourage all of our listeners to really get on Heather's blog, because she has so much more than fashion. It's truly a lifestyle blog and has so many interesting tidbits. And Heather, we look forward to following you online and maybe chatting with you again soon.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. I'm honored to be on your show, and you guys were wonderful and so kind, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. So, Tedra, that was so fun getting to know Heather. And now I think our listeners would love to get to know a little something about you. So why don't you tell us, what city has you shedding a tear when you leave?
This is a pretty easy one for me. It's definitely Amsterdam. It's
love it.
Yeah. It's a city that I've been to 3 or 4 times.
Once with me.
Once with you, we were young little laddies. I would say I love the culture. I love the bicycles. I love the museums. Everyone is kind of tall over there, so I sort of fit in that group. But yeah, I just love it. There's a hotel there that screams my name. I want to go back.
What is it called?
It's the Conservatorium, and it's beautiful. I mean, it really is. I can't recommend it enough. I mean, I would move in.
Okay, we need to plan another trip there soon.
I know, we're going. Okay, so listen, I know you watch a little Netflix. You're not a huge TV watcher, but do you have anything that's got you a little addicted right now?
Yes. As you know, I do not watch a lot of TV, but one thing that I just recently started watching was The Crown, and I am in love with it. It is so good. I actually started watching it the first season a couple days before the second season came out, so I had a full week of binging The Crown. And it's awesome. And I love it. And it makes me think, what was I waiting for?
I know. Have you watched the second season then?
Well, I have, but I'm on the last episode. I watched it about a month ago, and I refuse to watch the last episode because I don't want it to end. Is that weird?
That's actually kind of weird. How can you not want to know?
I do want to know, but I also don't want it to be over.
Okay. Well, watch it.
Okay. So we want to thank you for listening today. And if you like the show, we would love for you to head over to iTunes and give us a positive review. You can find us at wegettoknow.com, or you can sign up for our newsletter, and on social media at wegettoknow. Head over to Instagram. We'd love to hear from you and get your opinions on guest and show ideas. Our music is provided by the talented Blake Atwell of Studio 1916. Until next time, take care as we continue to get to know all of our favorite influencers and bloggers.